Okay, 101, no pre elbow, whatever. To enjoy life. Now, the Krishna movement I was in, large part of my life, we often met this, at least I did, this kind of attitude that these people who are not, you know, part of our community, the karmis especially, you know, this materialism, the lowest ones down there, you know, they're not even jnanis or mayavas, they're just karmis doing karma and trying to enjoy temporary pleasures. It's just this horrible sex. Especially where brahmacharis preach like that. And then, well, a few years later they all had wives and children. You know, but so it's not that easy. But we kind of took it in that kind of, we call it fanatical way now. But this, like, I'm walking around in the middle of Stockholm, high tourist, the vacation season, middle of July. It's a beautiful day, and all these people are just tourists dressed up finely and happy, everyone, and having something good to eat there in that restaurant or in the bag they're carrying. I mean, taking walks, and some are falling. Free fall in the Gröna Lund. Oh, but people are having fun, at least some. Huh? I mean, at least here, not in Ukraine, not so many maybe. But of course, down here in the actual, I mean, as much as real as it gets in this world, which is where we live, not where the Ukrainians, quote unquote, whoever they are, live. Or even if you are one of the Ukrainians, it's all a matter of your life and your friends down here on this ground, same ground that we're also walking on, right? So we, hello everyone, are generally not enemies with each other, are we? I mean, would I want to kill the Russian or something? What for? But you know, there are these smart, but I would say to some extent insane leaders on top there, going berserk and wanting to have another big war, because why? Well, it ultimately it benefits our country, our economy. Oh, we have a slight crisis here. War is the best way to fix it. Just kill a few million of those gooks or geeks or whatever they would call people of the East next time. Yeah. We got the nukes. I mean, this is the danger is that, and I would say a big risk is that you have these people up there today, certain places. So why am I going this round that way? Because that's a reality we live in now. So we've got to get real. And if I then say, I don't care what the humans in this world do, I will just chant Hare Krishna and step out of it. Well, I can respect that. That's the way of the Babaji. If you can keep it up, if it's not just for fame, profit and distinction even. Well, I mean, that only you know. And that's also the point I'm making here, that each one of us will run our own plane, right? Our own court and our own lives, and should respect each other that way. And yes, it may sound absurd now that we Hare Krishna monks back in the 70s, 80s may have looked at people who lived outside of their temple compound, basically, unless they were authorized by the movement, special authorization, but they were just lower species called karmis. Well, I mean, practically that's how we saw the karmis. So what I'm saying is that people, here we are, and some people are walking around enjoying themselves, being happy right now. Some are not. Some of them are Hare Krishnas, some are not. And who is happy and not, I don't know. Only we ourselves really know. Because we can present a facade, because our social situation requires it. Some they can't really do that. I'm kind of one of them. But you know, rather than seeing it this way, that all these non-devotees, these materialists, trying to enjoy these temporary, useless nonsense, sense enjoyments, they are fallen. And now this old sannyasi, 80 years old, has fallen down. Boom. Why? Because he had sex with a woman. Well, I said, well, I mean, it's quite impressive. In a way, that means, you know, sannyas, it keeps your vitality up there. So, but now, bam, he's fallen, and I don't understand why that kind of judgment, doom, is falling down upon a certain person. You know, you spent your whole entire life serving God, serving Krishna, serving Prabhupada's movement, building it up as good as you can. At 80. I mean, please. Show some mercy, devotees. I mean, we are only humans. It's not the little whatever mistake. I mean, it's as if Krishna arranged it, but even better if it was some kind of fake news just to test our reactions. So what I mean is this, rather than just negatively dismissing the non-devotees and their happiness as false happiness, and then ending up in this kind of situation that I often ended up in, asking such a person, are you really happy? Of course I am. Are you really happy? Challenging tones from both sides. Of course I am, but your happiness is not for real. Who cares? And yeah. So the way I understand it now is, yes, this happiness is part of our natural constitutional position. So it is only natural for people here also to be happy and seeking happiness this way, that way. But then since we have free will here, which is the tricky thing, We have to be responsible for the choices we make. That's called karma. And that way it goes. And in that way it's like a big game actually. And then the proof of that is that one day, poof, end game, game over. Right? It's just kind of simple, not even very esoteric wisdom that we find here in this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam Gita. Yep, Hare Krishna.